Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Julie Renee, and you are listening to 100% Healthy. We're committed to really bringing you the information from the Human Blueprint to give you the opportunity for living your very best life ever, really 100% fully expressed in all aspects of your life. And today's show is on a topic that is near and dear to all of us, just breathe, breathe, the just breathe. And there's a popular song out right now that says that, just breathe, just breathe. And, you know, I wanted to take a journey with you into the blueprint and describe to you what's going on when you breathe and where does breath come from? Why do people relax when they breathe? And what's the power of breath? So today's show will be a contemplation, and really a contemplation of oneness and the uniqueness of everything that you are as a human being and everything that I am as a human being. And I'd like to start off by talking about the blueprint. And you'll be finding out a lot more about the blueprint in the new book I have coming out, 100% You Formula, and in the book that will be coming out in about 10 months, Your Divine Human Blueprint book will be coming out soon. So the book that will be coming out in 2 months is Your 100% You Formula. There we go. And in the 100% You Formula, I give these very simple understandings and teachings about the blueprint. And you're like, what in the world? Somebody's made up a blueprint now. No. I have actually been able to, along with the ancient Sumerians, see the blueprint that we were designed out of and that our whole human experience is really orchestrated from. And if you've been listening to recent shows, I've been talking a lot about perception, and I'd like to just give you in a very short synopsis the four elements of the blueprint, and then there are four realms that support the blueprint. Today's show will not be talking about the realms that support the blueprint. We'll be talking about the blueprint itself. So we start with perception, and perception is all those thoughts and words, programs that exist even before spirit. And when we look at the Bible, and I often say this when I want you to just like tag this in your mind, that thoughts and thought forms existed before you had a brain. So they were out there before you were thinking thoughts out of your brain. Perception. So we call that perception. In the Bible, they say, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Sometimes they refer to the Word as the Logos. I'm sure there is an ancient word for the Word. I know in Sanskrit it's Bolo. But, you know, this perception. So what exists, and actually I've heard of conversations even of, do we exist before thought, or does thought define us? And so just to get behind this idea that perception is first, and then after perception is essence. With essence we have spirit, soul, and life force. That's all of what makes up essence. Spirit, soul, life force. People often get mixed up of thinking that spirit and soul are the same thing. And, you know, sometimes even in my writings, I'll just say soul, like it just sounds good and that's what people think. But actually, to be really accurate, spirit is the light and information that we bring forth from before this incarnation and take with us as we leave this incarnation. And we have a very, 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 very long life. So that's spirit. And soul is the protective outer layer of the spirit, and it is the protection to hold the light, to protect the light, to enshrine the light. If you were thinking about a relationship with the body, you might think about the layers of the skin really holding the insides of us in. If we didn't have skin, we wouldn't be protected. We would be, available for illness and disease and sickness. And so with the skin, with that skin, we're actually held in so that we're safe and we're protected. So think about soul as the skin of the spirit, even though that's not exactly accurate. It's close enough if you can think about it that way, instead of that they're interchangeable. And life force. And life force is part of essence. Life force is the energy that we bring in with our spirit into the body. Now, the next part of the blueprint, so we've got perception, we've got essence, and now we've got matter. And I define it as matter rather than the physical body, because matter, all things that are part of human matter, include the cellular body, but it also includes the bones and the fluid and the DNA and, you know, the grand makeup of everything that's kind of in physical form. So matter, everything that's matter. And the DNA is really powerful with its programs. And you know what? I want to say that the DNA is really loyal to your genetic heritage. So, you know, it's not necessarily, your DNA is not necessarily going to line up with what you've been learning and what you think. It's going to line up with what your ancestors survived. So if you had impoverished ancestors, your DNA is going to be telling you information, or say you had murderers in your genetic heritage, or you had, you know, like, I don't know what, criminals, or you had weak people or weak characters. Your DNA is giving you that information about personality, you know, traits. So you've got perception weighing on your personality traits, and you've got the DNA. And DNA, you know, it has the programs for the healthy things. DNA, I often say DNA is 97%, you know, perfect, and 3% causing a whole heck of a lot of problems. So in the blueprint, when we work together in the one-day sessions, if you do come in and do a session with me, we'll be working on tidying up both perception and the DNA so your life works, where you don't feel like you're self-sabotaging or you're working against yourself, or you just can't make those shifts. You've taken all the classes and you've done all the things and you know all the information, but you still can't make the change. So that's matter. And from matter, energy comes. And a lot of times people mix up, they think that from spirit is where their energy is. So they think that spirit provides, you know, the aura and the chakras and the other parts of the energy body, like the halo and different parts, meridians, that kind of thing. But in actuality, the program from the DNA, from the physical body, is what provides the information about the chakras, about the aura, about the meridians. So it's coming from the physical DNA. And the energetic body is developed as the child is developing. So it starts when it's in its mother's womb, still sharing its mother's energetic body, and at birth, and within a few days, the child is beginning to grow their energetic body. And by about age 7, they have most of their energetic body to take them through whatever period of time they choose to live on planet Earth. Okay, so that gives you a little of the idea of the blueprint, and you might remember it with PEMER, perception, E, essence, M, matter, E, energy, and R, realms. And like I said, we won't be touching on realms today, but stay tuned. We will be talking about realms in a future show. So today's conversation is about breath and why breath is the most powerful thing you can do to change your state in an instant. So let's start the conversation of breath by acknowledging that breath is related to life force. And of course, life force comes from, remember, essence. Life force comes from that place of spirit, soul, essence. So life force is in that little bundle, life force, soul, spirit, is in the bundle of essence. So here we are, we're bringing in spirit with life force into body when we breathe. And actually, I know, I didn't look it up, I'm sorry, I should have my dictionary open, but if you look up breath, I believe you're going to find, let's see, like of spirit or spirited. So the relationship with the word breath and the relationship with the word spirit are go hand in hand. So the ancient people knew this, and somehow even our language contains it, but somehow we've forgotten, and we think about breath more as a mechanism. So you think, well, my lungs and my brain work together, and I breathe automatically. And I can take a deep breath, but I'm going to breathe, my body's going to breathe until it's done, and then I'm going to die, and my breath is going to leave me. This is very interesting, because when breath leaves, of course, your spirit leaves, of course. So breath leaves you, meaning spirit leaves you. So let's look at why people say the expression, just breathe. Just breathe means you're holding your breath, or you're preventing the depths of breath and spirit to inhabit your beautiful body. And so you're holding off and out of yourself that which will make you blissful, energized, alivened. You're holding, when you hold your breath, really get this, you're preventing your spirit from coming into your body. You're preventing life force from really helping you to get through whatever you're holding your breath for. So the opposite of that is that when we really are aware of our breath, we become more vibrant. Our health improves. So to take a deep breath in, if you've ever done an exercise with a yoga teacher where they're talking about breath, they're talking about breathing down to your toes, does that make any sense to you? Like, oh, I can breathe down to my toes. Well, your lungs, you know, can get down to your diaphragm. Maybe they can get down to the middle of your body. So you certainly can't make your lungs take in more air down to your toes. So what is it that the yoga teacher is talking about when she says breathe down into your toes? So like right now, I'd like you to close your eyes and just take a nice deep breath in and let it out. And take another deep breath in, and this time keep breathing in and breathe all the way down into the tips of your toes and the tips of your fingers, filling out your legs and arms, torso, neck, and head. So breathing in deeply, and see it go all the way down, that breath go all the way down into your feet and your hands. And notice how you start feeling different. And if you would continue to do nice rhythmic deep breathing, where you breathe in, and then you hold maybe for 8 counts, and then you breathe out. So you're now making a relationship with spirit. You're holding spirit inside you. And then breathing out stress. You're letting go of stress. And then you're breathing right back in again and bringing more of that goodness in. So that exercise is from pranayama. It's breathe in 4. You know, you can hold for up to 16 counts and then release for 8 counts. And you could do it 10 or 20 times, and you would notice that you would trigger yourself to go into the parasympathetic nervous system, and you would become relaxed and peaceful. So how can you get that on-demand peacefulness? And this would be triggered from this deep breathing and really allowing spirit in and allowing your life to be blessed. And when you breathe out, you're really letting go of the stressors from life. You know, one of the things when I was planning the show I thought about was a song that I really loved from childhood, from the Lutheran hymnal. And it's all about inner life. And I'd like to share it with you now. It's all about breath. Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew, that I might love as thou dost love, and do what thou wouldst do. Breathe on me, breath of God, until my heart is pure, until with thee I will, one will, to do and to endure. Breathe on me, breath of God, unite my soul with time, until this earthly part of me glows with thy fire divine. Breathe on me, breath of God, so shall I never die, but live with thee the perfect life of thine eternity. It's beautiful. And perhaps you've sang that song and haven't really gotten the deeper meaning of it. Perhaps you were raised in a Lutheran church or a Catholic church, and this was one of those songs that you sang slowly, and it felt good because you knew that breath felt good. But listen to this concept. Breathe on me, breath of God, so shall I never die. So we're breathing in the breath of God, and that spirit of us that is breathing in and out never dies. But live with thee the perfect life. So can you see how when you maintain that connection with the divine and with your divine self, with your spirit and your high self, and you live in that connection, that joy, that bliss, that divinity, when you stay connected with the divine and you stay connected with your breath and your body, how you unite that and that of eternity, of thine eternity. So the quality of your life becomes deeply enriched in the act of breathing. Now, we need breath. We actually need the spirit to be close to our body. We need spirit in our body, to inhabit our body, to live life. So we have a basic bare minimum breath program that has us breathe in and out. And that's a bare minimum program. There's no juice in that if you're not aware of it. It just ensures that until you take your last breath, spirit will be related to your body. Now, when you make breath your worship, your meditation, when you get the value and the importance of breath, of the transformation that comes from pure, deep breathing, a breathing spirit all the way into the body, of being awake and aware, not on autopilot, but being really present to your breath, to your spirit, and your spirit being one with the divine. So being aware that this oneness exists, and by holding your breath or by shallow breathing, you actually choose, maybe unconsciously, but you choose to live a life disconnected from the divine and from your own spirit and spirit path. And when you can take enough time to relax, to breathe deeply, to be present in the world in a powerful way where you're owning your body, you're owning your lungs, your respiratory system, and you're owning the relationship of life force that comes from essence, you're owning the relationship of life force to physical body. Imagine the power when you really are present to it, you own it, and you live into it. So daily, you have a practice of worshiping through breathing. It's amazing. It's really no short of a miracle. There's a couple things that are probably of interest around breath. In perception, when I help people with breath itself, I don't actually start with the breath in spirit. I start with breath in perception. And in perception, there'll be 10 or 12 programs that are obstacles to breathing into your body, to relating to your body, to owning your body. One is just plain have the right to breathe. And what that's related to is having a right to take up space. And from the very beginning of life, we're fighting for our life. Many of you know that to get a body, really to actually become the baby in your mother's womb after conception, you're competing with 5 to 100 other spirits to get that body. So you may have actually had to do a battle to get into the body so that you could take up space. Some of you might be twins. Some of you might have had the experience of losing a child while carrying them, miscarrying a child. So you know the preciousness of actually getting a relationship with the body and the right to exist and take up space. And so it's a really big deal. And a lot of times, actually, I would say across the board in humanity, there will be blocks for every single person in a right to take up space and a right to breathe. And then there'll be other issues related to the lungs and the physical body, and there'll be other issues in perception related to how much you can be in relationship with your body as a spirit. And by clearing those aspects of perception that are setting the control programming in your relationship with your body, your breath can go much deeper, it can be much more profound. You can go to that valuable 100% breath. And you probably heard, or maybe you haven't, I don't know, there are people who are called breatharians, and those are people who live on air. They breathe, the air they breathe is their food. And they no longer eat physical food. They might have a glass of water once in a while, but they live completely and consciously through breathing. Now, I'm not saying that's something to aspire to, but it's a very interesting dynamic. I actually knew a lady who was a breatharian for 12 years. I went to hear her lecture. And after 12 years, she said, you know, I was kind of bored with it. I had done everything I wanted to do, and I wanted to start, like, having flavors in my mouth and enjoying food again. And yes, the body gets a little tired processing food, but, you know, 12 years of breatharian, that's good. I showed myself that I could do it, and I was an inspiration to lots of people, and now I'd like to eat again. So I'm not saying this is like the goal to strive for. I'd say the goal to strive for with breathing is to really be conscious that this is not just a mechanical breath, but this is breathing your life force, that essence of you inside your physical being. Yeah, and just as a reminder, I'm just looking through my notes here. I want to make sure that we got everything I wanted to share with you today. So if you have a tendency to hold your breath, I'm going to really encourage you to begin doing pranic exercises, pranayama. So really essentially the one exercise I gave you is to breathe in for 4 counts, a deep breath in through the nose, and then hold for 16 counts, and then breathe out through the mouth. So that would be a good starting place. You can do alternate nostril breathing. You can do a kind of abdominal pump kind of breathing. It sounds kind of like this. You can do that. You do like 60 breaths of that. And at the end, you take a deep breath and hold for 60 seconds. And each of those will begin to stimulate a greater awareness and a greater presence of your essence in your body. So that really completes what I want to share with you today about breathing. I believe in you. I believe in your capacity to heal. You are a loving being. You are present in the world for a reason. And when you can live your 100% mission in the world, get your legacy out in the world, then I applaud you, and you get the opportunity to fulfill your mission, your very reason for being. And breath, and the relationship of breath with the body, the relationship of spirit to body, the relationship of blockages of perception and clearing that so that spirit and body can be intimately related, is really got to become a passion for you. I really urge you to take this on as your homework for the next couple weeks, and really explore the idea of breath as worship, of breath as relating to the body, as breath of getting you into the parasympathetic system, the system of regeneration, the system where cells can regenerate, where the heart and soul, everything can regenerate, everything can relax. So you can bring yourself out into the work world fully enlivened. So you don't need to run away. I mean, I think transformation and enlightenment is all about living your life in the world. And this is one of the tools for you. You know, you live in the world, but you make sure that you've got your meditation in place. You make sure that you've got your exercise and good nutrition in place, your good thinking, your right thoughts, your affirmations in place. So thank you so much for listening to 100% Healthy. This is Julie Renee. If you'd like to know more about the one-day experience, or you'd like to know more about our other programs, our home study programs, the new immersion program that'll be coming up soon, I just encourage you to go to julierenee.com. And be sure to leave your first name, and your email address will be getting you Fatigue to Fabulous, a wonderful little meditation program that I'd love to get out to you. It does have a Vedic mantra, a very powerful Vedic mantra in that little program, so something that you'll hear nowhere else. Also, please visit us on our fan page, Julie Renee Doering, and that's JulieRenee Doering. And you'll find me everywhere on Twitter. I'm Reverend. I'm R-E-V Julie Renee. R-E-V Julie Renee, Reverend Julie Renee, but shortened version. Pinterest, Julie Renee Doering. LinkedIn, Julie Renee Doering. I would love to connect with you. So shoot me a note through the Contact Us, or send me a little message through Facebook. And just, you know, blessings and light on your day of transformation. And this is the day to breathe. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll be talking again soon. Bye-bye for now.